Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we hear how table tennis is being used as a community development tool in Whitfield Town, Kingston. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In case you haven't been paying attention, table tennis is on the rise in Jamaica. The sport has experienced a renaissance over the past 2 years, thanks to the efforts of the sport's governing body, Table Tennis Jamaica. During that time, several youngsters have picked up rackets to play the game. Jamaica has hosted international-level tournaments and has produced gold medal-winning players.
With the number of firsts that table tennis was creating, you know, going to the World Championship, and winning a gold in the fifth division, winning a bronze in the third division, doing so many certification courses across Jamaica, and so many things.
President of Table Tennis Jamaica, Godfrey Lothian. That steady progress caught the attention of the Social Development Commission, SDC, which recently established a partnership with the Table Tennis Association geared at engaging members of the Whitfield Town community in Kingston in positive social activities. SDC will partner with Table Tennis Jamaica to organize a series of table tennis competitions across the inner-city community, targeting persons of all ages and social groupings, beginning with basic school children. It is hoped that the sport will help foster a spirit of togetherness among residents.
We do believe if we are going to be the champion of the Caribbean and we are going to be world beaters, we have to start from the basic school. So we will be devising special boards within the basic school. There are a number of basic schools in the Whitfield Town community. We'll be having special competition for the corner youth, for the community. We'll be having special competition for the churches. We'll be having competition, if necessary, for the business community within the greater Whitfield Town communities.
Programs coordinator at the Social Development Commission, Terence Richards, says this initiative is being used as a pilot, and if successful, will be added to the agency's toolkit to be replicated in communities across the island.
Well, the thrust on this really is to engage communities like we always do, only that at this stage we want to start a much younger age. So we have, through Table Tennis Jamaica, engaged students from the basic and kindergarten level, primary level, you know, but the program as they have designed it is to take care of all levels throughout the community, but the focus really is on the youth so that we can instill that in them and let them grow with it from a young age.
Mr. Richards says the ease with which a table tennis game can be set up and played was a major pull factor for the agency in crafting this initiative.
One of the things that we identified from the processes that we do with the community is lack of sporting facilities and sporting opportunities. A sport like table tennis really doesn't need a wide area, a big play field. So, you know, in church halls, you know, we can carry out a very good table tennis program, whereas other sports like cricket and football would require much larger spaces.
Whitfield Town comprises several inner-city communities which have in recent years experienced sporadic flare-ups of crime and violence. Residents are hopeful that this initiative will provide a useful vehicle to engage the unattached youth in the community.
And we are all looking forward to having and hearing more about the sport as well as the youth who will be engaged in the activities. We look forward to the support of the community members to help make this project a success.
Vice President of the Greater Whitfield Town Development Council, Michael Whittingham. As we said before, table tennis is on the rise and it's using its clout to help achieve social development. Expect to hear more about table tennis in the future as its governing body works to grow the sport. And don't be surprised if you find yourself interested in picking up a racket in the near future. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.